Hello friends, Paul Angelo here. Welcome to another podcast. If you are interested in learning important ideas that can change your life, that's what this podcast is for, especially for gay men. There's a lot of nuance about our life, about our consciousness. We don't live regular lives like straight men. There's a lot more complication that shows up for all of us. All that complication, we can say, comes from the absence of love. That's the general summary of why we have complicated lives. When we unpack that, we can be more specific. In this particular podcast, we're going to talk about the complications from the absence of a father. More specifically, this complication is going to show up in a kind of mind that's not committed, where consistency is difficult. Masculinity and the presence of a father symbolizes strength, symbolizes direction, symbolizes clarity, symbolizes like a hatchet that comes from above and slices through distractions. And this hatchet is the paternal, masculine father figure, supposed to slash through distractions, through ambiguity, and cut away connections to abusive distractions. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to create consistency, how to create commitment, how all of that boils down to absence of the father, which is what creates this inconsistency, distractions, and when that happens, a lot of fear, self-doubt, even self-hate. Because we know you can do more. You know you can be more consistent. You know you can do habits that take you further. But why is it all so fucking difficult? My name is Paul Angelo. I'm the founder of the Biggie Family Social Program, where we do not enable toxic behaviors. That's the main difference. Everywhere else, everyone enables pathology. Everyone enables dysfunction. Pathology, dysfunction equals trauma. And that's why dating doesn't work. That's why relationships don't work. There is no father figure anywhere. Everyone acts out their hurt onto one another. It's called the trauma cycle. We stop that cycle inside Biggie Family. We have a relationship defense system. When there is a nuclear hurt that's supposed to be launched, we have rockets that we send into the nuclear weapons, which are called traumas, and we dismantle them. So we have a relationship defense system. We have a whole bunch of rockets that are going to be launched into those abusive rockets to destroy them before they land on your consciousness. And we have principles. We have methodologies, and the program gets better and better and better. In fact, right now, I am implementing the biggest update ever with agreements, which we call social contracts, with canonical family, which is a spiritual experience of a group connection to multiple men, six men, and a spiritual agreement, which is called the golden circle. Also, a lot of tools for self-understanding. One of the tools is the simulations of conflict, simulation of sexual incompatibility, simulation of apologies. These simulations is our defense system against the onslaught of abuse, onslaught of irrationality that's all around us today. When you join us, you're going to have the most modern weapons system against dysfunction and pathology. We don't have abuse in the program anymore. We have love. And yes, we use weapon system to defend ourselves from whatever stands in the way of love. So let's come back to a committed mind, consistency, how to produce it, and what stands in the way. It took me a long time to figure this out because these thoughts don't show up when we walk around in our lives on a surface level. It takes a lot of awareness. It takes self-reflection, journaling to realize that there are certain dimensions of masculinity that show up, that trickle down into behavioral augmentations that are productive. One of those forces is the presence of the father. You can read the book Absent Father, Lost Sons to discover on a deeper level what this means. It means that our fathers have a job to teach us how to be linear in our behavior, how to be consistent. It's the father who's supposed to exemplify that. If your father doesn't sit down with you and in places where you're distracted, if he doesn't bring that strength and that son, stop being distracted energy, then forever for the rest of your life, you have to manufacture this from thin air. It's like this downpouring of masculine consciousness that produces installation that's permanent of those behaviors. That does not take place. And so then you have to manufacture something that could have been downpoured into your consciousness. Now for the rest of your life, you have to manufacture it with effort. And that's why gay men struggle so much more than straight men. Our fathers have not downpoured all of those states of mind into our consciousness so that we can be faster, consistent, and committed. Every time you see a high performer, they all talk about their strategies and techniques, but behind the scenes, you'll notice that that person had a strong relationship to the father. And that's really the true secret. And so they're selling all these books, and these techniques and these strategies are valuable, and I have all those books. But at the bottom line is that they have a strong family behind the scenes. They have a loving partner, and that's why they are so accomplished. That's why they are succeeding. They're not completely alone. And that's the secret to all performance. That's the secret to all achievement. You can't pull it off on your own. You have to have downpouring of strategies from the father, from some kind of guardian angel. Someone at some moment in your early years has to do the downpouring. What you'll notice is that very rarely you're going to see someone super successful that grew up as an orphan. So yes, some poor people do succeed. They have a massive transformation, but that poor person has had a father figure, some kind of person that was there, that loved them and poured into their consciousness these methodologies, these strategies. Sometimes one strong conversation from a father can do that downpouring. We're talking about 5 to 10 situations in your childhood where your father interrupts everything that you're doing and says, son, stop it right now. This is how life works. X, Y, and Z. From this day, you're going to do X, Y, and Z. I love you. And please, X, Y, and Z from this day forward. And if this happens 10 times with your father, then for the rest of your life, you do X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z, and you don't struggle with it anymore. You don't distract yourself with stupid things because that X, Y, and Z is so powerfully programmed into your soul, into your consciousness, that nothing can stop it. Nothing can take it away. I've had that X, Y, and Z program into my consciousness about 2 things in life. And that's why these things are super easy for me. One is taking care of my health. And the second one is learning. Nobody has to force me to do this, to learn and to take care of my health. I do this automatically. I can't wait every day to do something about my body, my health, my physique. I can't wait to read a book. I simply do this without thinking. It was programmed into me by my father. Not even by my mother or anybody else. My father was crazy about education. He was crazy about health. I still remember him doing push-ups and doing sit-ups. I have that image programmed into my consciousness, and he always telling my brother and I, health is the most important thing in life. And I had private lessons by private teachers when I was in my early teens. For many years, they hired private tutors. I was programmed X, Y, and Z about education, X, Y, and Z about health. And then for the rest of my life, I'm 46 now, nobody has to reinforce it for me. Nobody. And so if we don't have these programs in our life, you have to then reinforce it yourself. And that takes a tremendous amount of effort for the rest of our lives. If you don't have these things conditioned, it's going to be tough as fucking hell because you have to manufacture it. And that's why a lot of the strategies that do work, they relate to hypnosis, they relate to affirmations, they relate to deeper energetic work. The surface level techniques and strategies, they work, but they work temporarily. Obviously, the best way for those things to work is to find yourself a lover who is super chiseled out in the values and the strategies that you want to implement in your life. And a lot of us, a lot of gay men, they're looking for lovers with big dicks who's going to fuck them, not with traits of a super achiever. And that's another downward spiral. We choose lovers for sex, not lovers for achievement, for consistency. And so that's why our lives are so fucked up. And they are fucked up. If you were to look at statistics, I'm not going to give you those statistics because I don't want to scare the shit out of you right now, telling you how bad gay men are doing in life with addictions, with meth, HIV is spreading, all diseases are rampant. Bad shit is happening everywhere. Very few gay men are innocent. Very few gay men are pure. It's all shame, devaluation, humiliation, and then to repair all of that, all kinds of secondary and tertiary states of mind that are unproductive. And then from that moment on, everybody's still looking for guys with big dicks to fuck them, as opposed to guys that show traits of virtue. And you will need those traits of virtue. How are you going to put yourself back together? By someone with a big dick or someone with virtuous abilities? You're going to have to condition your mind in a way that cannot be otherwise conditioned. The best way to condition your mind is by the presence of a person that is working on himself, by the presence of a person who's trying really hard to be someone, to achieve something, to be consistent, to have commitment. If you're going to focus on sex, if you're going to consistently look for guys that are going to give you sex, you're going to get the worst kind of guys because they think they get away with their bodies. They get attention through their bodies as opposed to their character, their abilities. And so then you stay in your life without that downpouring of those goodness, of those powerful strategies into your consciousness. You stay without it. And so, of course, you cannot be consistent for the rest of your life. You cannot be powerful. You're like a Mickey Mouse. Everybody who's into sex will be turned into a Mickey Mouse. And so everybody's like a Mickey Mouse with a butthole that's getting fucked. And that's our community. Where do we have men that are powerful, that are strong? You can watch them and you can see, oh my gosh, there's this paternal, fatherly energy. I'm ready for the downpouring right now. And saying to yourself, as opposed to looking to get fucked, look to get downpoured into your consciousness. Look for the downpouring of that powerful energy. And that's why we need God, because God ultimately represents the final frontier of that downpouring, of that powerful simulation of a father, simulation of what you've never had. But because of the lowest level of consciousness that operates in the gay world, people reject God. The manufacturing of hatred towards God is one of the biggest mistakes of the LGBT community that prevents all of us from healing, because God and the paternal presence is the most powerful way that you can heal yourself. There is no better way to heal yourself if you don't have a loving father and you try other techniques. None of that is going to work. The only thing that can potentially work is that father figure, God, out there. If you reject that, I don't know if there is a way you can put yourself together in a powerful way. I don't really think there is. And that rebellion against God, rebellion against that powerful paternal presence, that's killing everybody. You can keep rebelling all the way to your grave. And then when you enter your grave, you're going to be underaccomplished. Nobody's going to give a shit about you. There's no legacy, nothing left. just a whole bunch of sex acts that you maybe be proud of. There's nothing to be proud about that. Nobody gives a shit about your sex acts. You're not going to get a job because of that. Nobody's going to look up to you because of that. Nobody's going to give you money for that. Why is it so important to have all that sex? Why is it so important to have that sexual compatible lover at the moment when you need something completely different? So if we want that consistency, if you want that consistency and to have a committed mind, you need something that resembles a masculine, paternal, fatherly energy. And if you're rebelling against it, you need to see a freaking shrink to quiet down your rebellion, because you are rebelling against the medicine for your consciousness that's shaking with depression and anxieties. As men, we can help each other, but we can't help each other when you are rebelling against strength, when you are rebelling against men who are in a position of authority. We need those men from a position of authority to do the downpouring of consciousness. Not to fuck you, but to give you the downpouring of their consciousness, so that you can borrow that authority and that strength and that power to repair the wounds and the contradictions in your behavior, in your approach to everyday life. So my advice to all of you is to take this seriously. If you don't have God that's present in your life, figure out why and find your God. Find that authoritative masculine energy and stay with that person, be with that person, accept that person in your life, because that's how you're going to get powerful. That's how you're going to feel good about yourself. That's how you're going to give yourself what your father never gave you. And your ability to be consistent in your life is going to be repaired. And with that consistency, everything is possible. In relationships, you're going to need consistency to show up, to create a connection. With achievement, you're going to need consistency to do anything that's meaningful, because it's going to take a long time. With your health, you're going to need consistency to achieve weight loss and to look nice and beautiful, for all the detoxification to happen and your skin to be beautiful. You're going to need consistency with everything that you need to do. And if you have that consistency, you end up happier. People look at you, they look up to you, they want to be with you, they want to be your lovers. Everything is better when you have consistency, when you have that committed mind. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. All the things I'm sharing with you, I've learned on my path and my journey of tremendous struggle to produce that consistency. I journal on a regular basis. I see that I say one thing, but I do another thing. That is something standard. We say one thing, we do another thing. Why is this happening? It's happening because part of our consciousness is programmed with conflicting messages. And in that contradiction, we are confused, and so we behave irrationally. And that's why we see a lot of the behaviors that do not connect to what we really believe in. We believe in one thing, but then we behave in contradictory ways to our beliefs. So please, find your man. Find your God. Find your paternal energy ASAP, and stop looking to get fucked, and look for the downpouring of that paternal energy to your consciousness, and everything will be restored. You'll be back in your game. You'll be on the achievement journey, on the journey of love, and all the goodies are going to arrive into your life faster than you think, because this is the biggest missing link, the biggest one. Nothing out there can compare to the benefits that you can get from that paternal energy being downpoured into your consciousness more often, and more often. And once that happens, yes, read all the books about consciousness, read all the books about strategies for high performance, habits, methodologies, visualizations, meditate, all of that is important. but at secondary. The father figure is number one. So I'll close here. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to my channel. If you are new to my channel, so that we learn together, I'm here for you. I don't want to be your guru. I don't want to be some kind of person you look up to. I just want to be here, a teacher for you that teaches you these concepts that I've learned in my own life as I struggled through extraordinary challenges in my life. And I journal all the time. So I capture these ideas and I want to report them back to you. That's my job. I am a reporter of the struggle that I've endured and the insights I've learned along the way, and I report them back to you. If you enjoy this kind of learning, please subscribe and let's get to a state of strength and empowerment together. And if you want to meet men in a powerful way, join us at the Big Gift Family social program. We have the tools, we have the strategies. It's a program that's been going on for many years. And so this is not something that just erupted like a volcano yesterday. It's been going on for many years. The program has so many updates, so much innovation, so much goodness and love, and it's made for gay men like you. It's made for men. There is this military presence in our program, principles, strength, ambition, drive, personal development, growth, and learning is part of the program. You meet men in a very powerful way, so join us. Visit the website biggayfamily.com. Okay, my friends, I'll be signing off. Thanks for listening. Let's learn together in the next podcast. Talk to you soon. Take care.